This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hang on, another ride. The ride continues on the DJV Thursday program. March 25th is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen. Been here for a while. Jennifer Horn's been here for a while. Victoria, yeah, she's getting a few miles on her as well. Jay Kirshner is into...
What does that mean?
Well, you really know what? This. We talk to ladies.
I know, right? Oh, my God. We're not tractors.
I say those things fully... Oh, I've been preparing for the last 4 or 5
I've
minutes.
I've been preparing. I wrote that down.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
That was such a gem.
Right,
I needed to save that one.
Right. Okay. Well, good. Then you put it in your box of Dougisms. When I wasn't here yesterday.
In my HR complaints? Yes.
Yeah.
My box of Dougisms is my HR grievances.
Yeah. It's a binder.
Right, exactly. Good luck finding the HR department here.
Jen is the HR department.
Oh.
Right. I just set it straight.
Yeah, right. So what did you do yesterday that was so hilarious that everybody was
laughing?
No, come on. What did you do?
We had a very good conversation about tuberculosis.
Oh, you did? Really?
Well, it was National Tuberculosis Day, and I thought, you know, I get celebrating National Puppy Day, but why are we celebrating National Tuberculosis Day? And that led into a big conversation about what tuberculosis actually was, and Victoria thought it's
not much of it around. Yeah.
And I thought it's what Doc Holliday had in Tombstone.
It is.
And apparently,
I thought it's what Forrest Gump had with the braces on his legs. And a friend of mine emailed me yesterday, and she was listening with her mom, who's a doctor, and she said her mom had tears in her eyes. She was laughing so hard at how dumb all of us were that we didn't know any.
So
we did not know one
disease. She had her on to correct the record.
I know, right? Like, we didn't know one disease from the next. Like, it was very
funny.
You
need me here in order to keep a lid on things so that we'll get
I said I don't right. I said I don't understand or I don't know anything about like the old-timey diseases. And clearly Jen went back to the wild, wild west with Doc Holliday. I went back to Tiny Tim at some point. So clearly these are very old-timey diseases. And yes, you would have been the perfect authority because you probably lived through it all. So yes, you would have been great to chime in.
Okay. All right. So speaking of tiny... One of the big stories today that's trending is what's happening to the size of men's hoo-hoo because of pollution, toxic chemicals, all the things that are in the air affecting all of us. Apparently more men are being affected by this than women, with a lowering of the sperm count, shrinking of the size of the unga-bunga-lunga. This is Dr. Shanna.
You found the story that's finally made me an environmentalist.
Right.
How do I read that? How do we take that one apart, if you don't mind my asking?
Well, it's kind of like beyond the sizes of penises shrinking because of, you know, environmental. It's the phthalates and the BPA and parabens and all the stuff that's, you know, that wreaks havoc in our systems. But the other thing is, the interesting, and this is played out certainly with all of my girlfriends, the findings between 1973 and 2011, that's when this long-term study was conducted, and they found that in some parts of the world, the average 20-something woman today in 2021 is less fertile than her grandmother was at the age of 35. Think about your grandmother at the age of 35. That would have been considered so far beyond the realm of fertility, and that's what 20-something girls are dealing with right now. I don't have a single girlfriend who did not need some fertility assistance in having a baby.
Really?
In our 30s.
My daughter did. My daughter did. She was 40, but that,
You know, one of my girlfriends just got pregnant a couple months ago, and she's 32, and she has been on IVF for over 18 months. Wow. I mean, it's just, it's popping up everywhere, and you can't just say that it's individual. This has to be environmental.
It's got to be the atmosphere.
It has to be.
Right. All right, Jennifer, there are the now focus this week on the Colorado shooting suspect. what he's all about. Apparently, he's delusional, and one comes back around when you, the more of this that you read, you wonder about the, how this person had guns. And what about strengthening, or not strengthening, but applying the gun laws that we have to prevent some of this? This is the same old story that we have been on for years and years and years, and the blame that's going around, and oh my God, come on. So at this point, is the most important part of the story this guy, or what the gun laws do or don't do? What's the most important thing here?
I think it's all important. It's all important to remember the victims. It's always important to figure out what a motivation is, because then you can try to tackle that. It's really interesting because the narrative shifted on social media as we learn more about the shooter. At first, it was a story about another mean, evil white guy, and then it turned into a story about gun control when we realized he wasn't a mean white guy.
He's a terrorist because he's Islamic.
Right.
You know, it's one label to the next. It's awful.
We have a man problem. We have done a great job at empowering women. We are raising a great many generations now of strong women. I think probably, Doug, your daughter, me, we all benefited from, in the 80s, this shift towards focusing on girls. And I think what we've done as a society is we've left behind men, and they don't know how to become men anymore. And the one thing that all of these mass shooters seem to have in common, despite race, creed, religion, whatever it is that they're all men, and that they're all about 20 years old. And so what happens? First of all, we've empowered women so much that women don't need men, and they don't have a traditional family structure at home. And so you have a lot of kids who are growing up in single-parent households. And I did. I'm not trying to insult that lifestyle.
Growing up in households where there are same-sex parents. That's part of it.
Whoa. Same-sex parents are not producing serial killers and mass shooters.
Blanket statements on both sides are not true.
We don't have a good, strong... Right. If there's two women living together, there's not a strong male presence.
And I think that's not necessarily true or needed. Going way back before the 80s, They're every single serial killer going back to, you know, the 1600s has all been men. They've never been women. So you cannot just say that this just happened because women became empowered growing up in the 80s. That's just not true.
Well, you can say it, whether it's true or not.
This is really strange, but I do think that there is a distinction between serial killers and mass murderers, the people that go in and shoot. Because what we see right now, at least in our modern history, is less about the thought-out process of killing people like Richard Ramirez and Jeffrey Dahmer and the serial killers that we've seen for, hundreds of years. Throughout history. Mass shooters are people who decide one day or whenever that they're just going to go in, and there is no target, there is no thought behind it, they just open fire. And so I do think that there is a distinction in that mental makeup of those two, because I think they're two different crimes. But that's just me. I'm not a doctor. It's just my opinion. So take it for what it's worth.
I
think that there's been a reliance on technology. I think people have been desensitized from violence. I think the fact that we have turned into raised by a village instead of having strong male role models. Alpha males are now torn down. In fact, they're being demonized by the very people who were trying to create a storyline with the shooting. You know, another white male again. We're demonizing alpha males, and I think we need alpha males. They play a role in society, whether we like it or not.
Okay, but these guys think that they are alpha males. These guys who are acting like alpha males and shooting people because they think that they are better than everyone else, that is alpha male behavior.
What's an alpha male? Am I an alpha male? What's an alpha male?
I think here's the thing. I think we've lost the definition. I think for some people, like obviously you heard Victoria describe alpha male, and for her it's more negative. I don't think alpha male is a negative description. I think it is a man who goes out and protects, takes care of their family, builds a family structure, and it takes on the gender role that we have assigned as a culture to what men are supposed to do.
But what does that mean, though? I'm married to someone, so I consider my husband to be incredibly masculine. He is a wonderful caretaker and provider. but we are equal partners. So does that make him
being
an alpha male?
No, being an alpha male. See, that's because you've got negative connotations about what it means.
But you're saying you're going back to like some 1950s scenario where the woman is at home working.
I said nothing about women. I said everything about men. A man who is there to protect, to provide structure to the family. I think that there are roles for that in the culture, and I think what we've done by eliminating that is saying that women can do it all. And you know what? The truth is women can do it all. I think that I can do it all. I think I can raise a child and work. I think I can. But is that the best thing for a kid? Is that the best thing for someone to grow up without a father?
That's made me make decisions in my life because
I think that it's maybe, yes, we can. And yes, we do. But is it always the right thing?
Right,
and
are
we?
I just think to put a point on it, though, I think it's dangerous to say that the lack of a father figure is what's creating these people, because these are predominantly white shooters. White boys have much more of a. If you look statistically, white boys have way more male role models and father figures in their lives than black boys do. Black boys are not statistically the ones doing
these mass shootings. But look at the violence. Here's the thing: we don't talk about the lack of violence in the black community is larger than the violence in the white community. That's because they have no...
We're talking about mass shootings, though. I mean, violence in general, I think there are correlations.
Yeah. All right, before we run out of time, quickie on the Senate one, the election bill, what's going on with that? This looks like a mess to me. That's how I'm looking at it, and I
don't think it's good for the country. It takes away local rights to run elections, and it federalizes
somehow it doesn't address the real problem, which is how screwed up, I was about to use another term, whether it's suppression, whether it's that you can't get the machines to work, whether it's because you have idiots that are there on voting day. These are full-time jobs that people have.
And if you think the federal government can do a better job of that, then you'd be in support of this. I don't.
No, I don't either. All right, 18 half the hour. This is the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, Doug, and a focus on what the Navage is. The Navage tool to clean the crusty stuff out of your nose in the morning when you brush your teeth. Is that your mommy said, brush your teeth, wash your hands, wash your face, and comb your hair. Well, now you add something to that. Clean your nose out with Navage, which is all natural, drug and chemical free. It comes from this country, made here. It's not a spray. We talk about the sprays when we get to clear, but this is something that uses technology to make sure that the blocked airways, things that are plugging up the access to your lungs, keeping them healthy. You know, a lot of people have asthma, COPD, emphysema, things like that, bronchial problems. You need to have a clean. It's nice to have it as a course of action in the times that we're living in, but some people really need this. So if you're in the need and you are wondering or looking around for something to help you go, you know, start the day off better and have a better day, you got some of those problems I just enumerated, go to Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E, and look at the Navage system. I think, pretty much agree that it's right for you. It's great for people no matter what your age, 12 or older. You can use this every day, every morning, every night to cleanse your nose, make it much healthier in that atmosphere that gets the all-important oxygen and what you breathe into your lungs. Fast free shipping. Call, you have to call me. I always say call. I'm so used to doing these spots. Call this number. No, you don't have to call any number. Just go to Navage.com. Navage, the nasal care system that starts your day and finishes your day the right way. N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's 23 half the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and social media abuzz with something that is a focus actually on Chrissy Teigen and what she's done in the area of social media right after this.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients, just like you, reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states at MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
All right, so let's see, Jay. Oh, that's interesting, isn't it? CJ is a Jeep. Have you ever heard? Have you ever seen a Jeep CJ?
Mm-hmm.
CJ. C. Okay.
Yeah. My, fascinating.
Okay. Thank you very much, Victoria. So what's Chrissy Teigen up to, Jay?
Chrissy Teigen, famous as the strong clapback girl, is just not having it anymore, and she deleted her Twitter account. She was just tired of all the trolling and the bullying.
Well, they've been taking shots at her because of what happened with the baby and what she admitted, right?
She lost her baby, and they did a photo shoot at the hospital with the baby. Yeah. And I mean, it's one of those things that was part of their healing process. And a lot of people were coming at them like, "Why would you, try to have memories of that heartbreaking moment? Why did you do a photo shoot? You're just doing things for the gram and." It was just so much hate, and she had said that it's just not... She always tries to bring happiness to other people and make people laugh, and it's just... She's not getting any positivity out of anything. It's only negativity, and for her own mental health, she just needs to... She's not being served by Twitter anymore, so she's out. Twitter is way too.
Yeah, Twitter is so. I'm rarely on Twitter anymore. It's just it's way too easy to be negative because it's so convenient. You can just scroll through and see her name and just go, oh, I'm going to reply to this, and in a nanosecond, you've spread some hate. You know, at Chrissy Teigen. On Instagram and Facebook, you have to seek out who you want to go and troll.
But I thought you were saying those things about Facebook recently, that Facebook was not a place to go either because there's too much of this negative. I'd found that myself. I just don't post anything other than good stuff.
I'm never on Facebook either. I have an account. Yeah. I'm not there.
So what are you using? Instagram?
I'm on Instagram. That's where I think Chrissy's going to stay too.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And with Facebook, I mean, people that what you're seeing are strictly people that you followed and you know, people that you're friends with or a lot of people in your life or acquaintances, where on Twitter, you have access to a broader range of what people are saying, and there's just more opportunity to spout hateful opinions.
And you don't have to seek out anybody. With one click, you can just say horrible negative things and you move on. You know, it's just, I don't blame her for getting rid
of
Twitter.
That.
It's, no.
Yeah. All right. So what answers to questions we've been asking, like the Tyson fight, flip-flopping, is this all about? What are people saying to some of the questions that we've asked in the last 24 hours or so, Jay?
Regarding the Tyson fight, it's kind of half and half. A lot of people are like, make this happen. Can we start a GoFundMe? Can we, like, we need to see this. We want Tyson, Holyfield happening again. And other people are like, figure your lives out. Like, enough of this. Are they, aren't they, flip-flopping stuff? Like,
they're trying to build up hype, and it's just, I don't know. I mean, I guess some people care, but I don't know.
Is there a hype being built around Evan Peters playing Jeffrey Dahmer in a new series? Oy.
Yeah, and it's more so also with the Netflix series itself. It's the new one. There is so much interest around serial killers for people that it just seems like all these documentaries are always happening, and now this one. And, I mean, Evan Peters, he plays dark characters really well.
Who needs it? No, most of us, there's enough darkness in the world. You just talk about the darkness, you know, the business about what's on social media. Why do we need more dark? Why don't people look for, is that part of the human condition? We're looking for the bad instead of the good. 28 and a half after the hour.
What's in store this week at Staples?
A big deal on ink. That's kind of a big deal.
Staples has the technology, furniture, and supplies you need for a totally productive workspace.
And right now, you can earn 40% back in Staples rewards when you purchase any two ink or toner cartridges.
Shop in store or get same day delivery powered by Instacart.
Ends 3/27/21. Limit 4 in store and on Instacart only. Visit staplesconnect.com/ink rewards for details. Instacart delivery subject to availability. Additional fees may apply.
Run with us on a John Deere Z365R Z-Track mower, built for taking it easy. With the Easy Change 30-second oil change system and standard mulch control to control your clippings without any extra effort. Because lawns aren't just for mowing, they're for living. Nothing runs like a Deere. Get a new Z300 Series zero-turn mower with 0% APR for 24 months at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
North Korea launched two short-range ballistic missiles off its east coast on Thursday. South Korea confirmed the launch, adding that they were most likely ballistic missiles, a violation of United Nations resolutions. The United States Senate has confirmed Dr. Rachel Levine as Assistant Secretary of Health, making her the first openly transgender person to win confirmation. The 52-48 vote on Wednesday was cast along party lines, with two Republicans joining Democrats in support of Levine. Police are reporting a United Airlines flight was diverted earlier this week after a passenger allegedly bit another man's ear and assaulted other people on board. United Flight 728 had to be diverted to Charleston, South Carolina on Wednesday due to a disruptive passenger on board. The flight was scheduled to fly from Newark, New Jersey to Miami, Florida. 14 games as Major League Baseball's spring training continues today. First pitch for the Rays and Braves start at 1:05 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
A tit-for-tat moment by a National Hockey League ref cost him his job. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Following a hot mic moment, one hockey referee has found himself banned from working any more games for the National Hockey League. Referee Tim Peel was caught on mic during Tuesday night's game between Nashville and Detroit, saying that he wanted to give Nashville a penalty after making a questionable call against the Predators.
There wasn't much, but I wanted to get a
That audio courtesy of Fox Sports Tennessee. NHL Senior Executive Vice President of Hockey Operations Colin Campbell said there was no justification for Peel's comments and called Peel's conduct in direct contradiction to the league's efforts to ensure the integrity of the game. Peel was set to retire from officiating at the end of the season. He'd been a referee with the league since October 1999, officiating more than 1,300 NHL games in his career.
The NHL season started January 13th. NASCAR Cup Series in Bristol, Tennessee with a dirt race Sunday. Martin Truex Jr. on MRN describes dirt racing.
I feel like all the other vehicles that race on dirt are so different. So we felt like this was the best way to go. And, you know, honestly, I think if you look at the field, there's a small handful of guys that have a lot of dirt experience and are, you know, very talented, obviously, on dirt. But I think for the most part, most of the field is going to be trying to figure it out. So it's going to be interesting for sure. And I look forward to, trying to figure it out and doing something different. It's always fun to learn new things.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Put my headsets on. I heard I can't do rum.
We're talking about alcoholism.
Really? None of you have that problem. Thank heavens for that. I grew up around an alcoholic mother, and it was, we were talking earlier about parenting and strong men and that sort of stuff. And it's really, if you don't have a good one on either side, then where do you go? Now, what makes up your personality? The people you're going to be, your personality is determined by lots of different things, I believe, spiritually. That we choose our parents and we choose what we are going to learn in life from past experiences. And then, you're thinking about the practical side of this. What are our parents like? I don't know your mother, Jay, but I know your father well. And I can see how he would have been a good influence on you. I hear a lot about your parents. I have not had the pleasure of meeting them yet. We don't meet each other. We do a program every day together. Spend more time with each other than we do with any other humans in our lives. And yet I've been around in the 4.5 years, or whatever, was it 4.5, Victoria? I forgot how long.
I just hit 5. Right?
5 years.
Right, like probably yesterday or today is 5 years.
Yeah. Okay. I've seen you twice, physically.
No. Three times?
When was the third time? I don't think so.
I don't know, actually.
Well, at any rate, Jay, you and I have, and Jennifer, well, because of Jennifer, my proximity to Jennifer in Los Angeles, where I spend a lot more time normally than I have this past year, I spend a lot of time with her, reasonably, I've spent a lot of time. I might get together with her 2 or 3 times a year. And so, under the circumstances, we have all of this stuff that we're trying to figure out about why we are the way we are. Oftentimes you look in the mirror. That's one of the reasons, by the way, that these 23andMe and Ancestry.com, why these things have been so popular, because we want to know who we are. We want to know where we come from. We want to know what our makeup is. We have so many questions about ourselves. And it's not that that's bad, because it isn't. It kind of sometimes is good for your head. And in a week like this, it's been so depressive. So many people have been so depressed about so much stuff. You know, what do you want answers? And I think that the worst thing you can do, if you do have those questions, is put off your questions or finding answers to them to tomorrow. If you got them today, you have the time, take the time, because there's probably not anything more important than you and your feeling good about yourself, your own mental health, how you're working with other people, that sort of thing, whether it's at work or whether it's at home, your friends. It's just very important to guard what it is that you are doing and how you're coming across, and finding out more about yourself, I think, helps a lot. So I pass that along for what it's worth. DJV time is 37 after the hour. Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner with the latest from the post office. What an embarrassment. How come, the thing that I haven't figured out yet is why this guy still has a job. I'm amazed that Biden put him in there, or left him in there. I would have thought the first guy I'd get rid of, because the Postal Service is such a damn mess, was this clown, who doesn't seem to know. We couldn't find his ear in a snowstorm, as they say. So now they've got a 10-year plan, Victoria. This is really beautiful. Listen to this.
I don't know the reason why he's still there. Maybe President Biden is going to give him a chance. I don't know. Maybe
why?
They'll see how this plan works. Well, look, we all know that something has to change with the post office, right? I mean, it's a disaster.
Sure does.
Everything is lost. I mean, there are stories. Like, I got a Christmas card.
But right, it seems to happen all of a sudden. It seemed to be coterminous with this guy getting the job.
Yes, it is. I don't know if it's a total coincidence or if it, yes, you can correlate those two things happening, yes. However, the Postal Service has been a disaster for a long time. I think everyone can agree on
worse.
That. So now they're laying out.
The people that they hire, it's the parameters. I've told you the story any number of times. That damn Santa Monica post office, like going into the bar scene in Star Wars. There's nobody in there that speaks English. They're all speaking either Chinese or Korean, or they're speaking, you know, Arabic, or they're speaking French. I mean, I got so frustrated. I was waiting in line. I couldn't literally. There were 4 people at the counter. Not one of them could understand what I was asking for. I mean, it's absurd. Go ahead.
Hopefully things will. I don't know. We'll see. Here's the plan. It's a 10-year plan. It's going to increase revenue. However, here's the more bad news for the customers. It's going to slow down even more first-class mail delivery, which right now is so slow. It's like, I mean, Pony Express is giving it a run for its money at this point. So why should we accept this?
Well, we shouldn't accept this.
Well, you have other options. You can pay more and go to FedEx and DHL and UPS.
$29 for a letter overnight from FedEx. Yeah,
here's the thing. You're saying two different things. You're saying, I want the free, less expensive option, but I want it to run as efficiently as the more expensive
private
option.
I would be willing to pay. This is a good question. Jay, would you ask this, please, social media? How much more would you be willing to pay for postal service that actually got where you got service that you expected, i.e. a 2-day first-class mail situation, which is what we used to have. And now
that's
they want to have
5 days.
My God,
right.
What a deal. Come on.
Well, let's see. They're proposing more truck deliveries, fewer airplane deliveries, which means it's going to take longer for stuff to get to places. They're going to cut hours at some retail locations. They essentially say that this is not going to need without this plan, the company would need a government bailout. So
every year they get billions of dollars for the
look. You know, I'm
system.
No fan of the post office.
Oh my God, what an outrage!
I don't willingly go there. So I'm not. But it is interesting though that you know we do as a collective society we often love to complain about the post office. And then say, well, I'd be willing to pay a little bit more, and then the prices go up on a stamp 1 cent, and people lose their minds.
They're nuts. Yeah.
Well,
pay
but that's
more.
How people react.
I know. Well, you know, the inside story of how you manage things like this, I speak from experience because I know what it takes to take care of equipment on my farm. I do most everything myself. We have guys that know how to fix pretty much everything. Once in a while, I have to send stuff out. With the post office, they could easily have at each of their fairly large locations, like most of the police does. They have a garage, and they fix most of the things that are wrong with the vehicles. They can fix themselves. They hire a good mechanic. That is not the case with the post office. And they have these simple, very simple trucks. They're very cheap. They are built, the powertrains in them are very simple, straightforward, and these powertrain systems are well designed. They don't have problems usually with them. It's a very, you know, for little money, you have a very serviceable vehicle. And now they've decided one of the problems is that they can't get them serviced, or they haven't, they say they're getting too experienced, too expensive to service, so they just ordered 10,000 new postal delivery vehicles. 10,000 of them.
Well, that's part of this new plan then, I guess.
Yeah,
fewer
right.
airplanes, which is more expensive, and more trucks.
Ah, my God. All right, so we're going to be complaining about this for a long time. All right, speaking of complaints, here's something that has been a problem. It looks like maybe there's a fix for it. See, I love to have stories that we can figure out how to fix them. Those of you who have been defrauded for a for-profit college like the University of Phoenix, and there are apparently 147,000 of you who are now going to get direct settlement payments. The checks are coming from where, though? Are they coming from these colleges? Are they coming from?
I don't think you're going to get a refund. Your actual loan is going to be erased. So you will have no more debt from that loan.
Who is authorizing this? Congress authorized this?
Yeah, this is coming from the Department of Education. So the federal school loans have been eliminated. If you took out a loan to go to one of these fake for-profit schools.
Yeah, University of Phoenix.
I don't think that actually counts. I think we'd have to do more research into that one. I don't think that's one of them.
$50 million to former students of the University of Phoenix alone, part of the settlement.
Two different ones because, yeah. Well, deceptive advertising, yeah, they're not out of business. But, like, you know, so a lot of people are pointing out that this is a lot better than in the previous administration. The Trump administration only gave sort of like partial credit. Well, okay, if there was a conflict of interest here, a lot of things were conflicts of interest in the last administration, but Trump University is one of these for-profit schools that went bankrupt. Yeah, you don't remember Trump University?
Trump University went bankrupt.
Because so many people were suing them, and they had, you know, taken these classes and thought that they were getting accreditation, and they weren't. So that's where all this defrauding has come from. So now the new education Secretary Miguel Cardona said that, you know, this is now you can go online onto the government site, the Department of Education, and you can fill out all of the forms. And if you have a registered grievance, if you have a legitimate grievance, then you can have you won't get a refund, but you're going to get your loan forgiven.
Okay, well, I guess that's a step in the right direction for a lot of people. In a moment, and we're going to ask this question on the air and also on social media, would you get a COVID vaccine shot from your dentist? That's coming up, 44 and change after the hour here on National Medal of Honor Day. Did you know today was National Medal of Honor Day? We honor the valor most courageous servicemen and servicewomen in our country have displayed, awarded by the president. Only military members who've gone above and beyond the call of duty get this. There are actually three different versions of the Medal of Honor. One for the Army, one for the Navy, one for the Air Force. I don't know, why don't Coast Guard members? I guess
they are under the Navy. Yeah, if you're in the Coast Guard, you can, I think in the National Guard too, there you can kind of get in under a different umbrella.
Yeah. So far, 3,468 Medals of Honor have been given to those who have helped to keep our country safe. So something to acknowledge and understand today. Also, acknowledging and understanding the importance of this clear system, nasal sprays for all members of your family, natural ingredients. So we're getting this moisturization in our upper airways. There's another one. Do this three or four times a day. Little bottle of clear. You've got one, Jay. How are you doing? Well, I don't know if you'd use it on Mac, but does your husband use it along with you using it? Who's using it in your family?
I'm using it, yeah. I enjoy it. I love it. I'm typically, those sprays burn me, and clear doesn't at all. There's no stinging.
Well, it's all natural. That's the reason, the stuff that's in there. 80% of primary care physicians are getting visited for upper respiratory problems these days. We all know about the corona, but then there are other things as well. This is as quick as washing your face and brushing your teeth and all that stuff. I say use the Navage. Use this as well after you go out of the house in the daytime. Keep your nose clean. You will be very happy with the results. I guarantee it. And don't forget to continue to ask for you to sign the petition, which all of us have done at clear.com to get the CDC to issue guidance calling on Americans to use nasal sprays to combat a lot of the problems that are affecting our health these days. Get the look at the clear.com website, xlear.com. Look for the green tab on the right side of the screen. Click on it and sign the petition, if you please.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Brush your teeth, clean your nose with the Navage system. Very good to protect you from all the obvious things in the air. Checked out by the Food and Drug Administration. They like it too. Fast free shipping when you order it online at Navage.com. So keep your nose clean. N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com. If you please. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now in the DJV program, it's Movie Moments time. Chuck Curry is here with Victoria J. and me I'm going to draw my sword, and I'm going to run out into the crowd in a moment, and we'll see where that gets us. Here I am, Gladiator Doug, on the DJV show.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
All right, theme from the very violent movie called Gladiator. There have been a number of these. This is the Russell Crowe version, right, Chucker?
No, well, there's one Ridley Scott Gladiator. There was never a sequel. They talked about a sequel or a prequel. It never materialized, but Russell Crowe starred as Maximus Aemilius, won the Oscar this day in movie history, 2001. Also, Gladiator went on to win the Oscar for Best Picture. Great score there. It's a really good film. You know, Russell Crowe, I think he's a tremendous talent. I don't think he's worked as much as he
played
Jarrell in The Man of Steel. He's really good.
He was in a movie
Unhinged this year, where he played a real crazy.
Looked
and,
awful.
He was very overweight also. So I like to see him do a lot more movies. Did two Ron Howard movies, A Beautiful Mind and Cinderella Man. But I like to see him work a lot more.
Yeah. Well, he was good in that. Wasn't he with Ryan, one of the Ryans? He did a movie about a couple of cops or Private Eyes in the 60s. I thought that was pretty entertaining.
Yeah, it was a good movie. That was a good movie.
He played a lot of different.
I like that movie.
He played the fact that he got away with playing Roger Ailes was really something to behold.
He did a good job. And then he was also in the Noah's Ark movie. That was a really interesting movie about
Good actor. It's good to know that some of our famous movie actors like Matt Damon have become experts on climate change. Apparently, the last couple of days, Matt's been, for whatever the reason, speaking out about where you have to move to be safe. I think maybe he's going back to Mars, right? Is that about the only place?
Probably.
Is there a sequel to that, by the way? That would be a movie. No. That's a good sequel movie. Don't you think there'd be
sending
a good sequel?
Sending him back to Mars?
Well, sending him back with a bunch of other people to Mars.
I gotta tell you something about Matt Damon. I never liked the Bourne movies, Jason. I just didn't work for
really?
Me.
Really? Oh, I've liked
I
them
was
all.
Never that big a fan. And even Good Will Hunting, I just thought his character,
like that.
For me, where he's so unlikable. I just, the movie rubbed me the wrong way. But then I went to see, go to movies, and I watched the movie We Bought a Zoo. And I found him really appealing. I liked that movie. So I changed my opinion on it. He's more likable than I thought. I got one thing I want to talk about. Warner Brothers, this is good news for the industry. Warner Brothers cut a deal with theaters that in 2022, their movies will go exclusively in theaters for the first 45 days before they enter the streaming world. So, you know, all bets are off in 2021 this year, but it appears in 22, in terms of contractual obligation, we'll get back to...
Looks like Regal Cinemas
40
going to,
is a good compromise.
Regal Cinemas opening up next month. They're going to start with Godzilla versus Kong and Mortal Kombat. That'll sure draw a big crowd.
Hopefully.
That Godzilla thing.
Although those are two Warner Brothers movies, and those they will go to theaters and HBO Max same day.
Same time. Do you see that?
Same time.
Pierce Brosnan is going to play Dr. Fate. Opposite The Rock?
In a superhero movie called Black Adam. That character is an anti-hero in the comics who winds up fighting Shazam. So they're building a universe over DC with Dwayne Johnson's going to be, it looks like, a big part of it.
Why would they bring in
a good career post-Bond, though.
Yeah, what about, why Pierce Brosnan, though? I think that's an interesting choice.
Because he's well-known, he's a name, he's a good actor, and he shows up on time, so good casting.
Probably works reasonably as well in terms of what they have to pay him. Okay, that's good. Very well done. Very well thought out, Chuck. Thank you. Chuck Curry here on the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.